Yo, 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 yo.
You're listening to
No Mainstream
Talks.
One moment, please. Loading. In three, two, one. Starts now.
Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. What's up? What's good, JR?
What up, man?
Chilling, man.
What up, Kyron?
Chilling, dog.
Hey, I know y'all missed. Hey, I finally made it to the table, y'all.
He made it to the table.
I was at the table, but I was off like to the side. But no, unfortunately, our Phantom is not feeling too good today. He's a little under the weather.
Yeah, man.
So he's going to sit this one out. Hope he feels better.
Yes, indeed, brother.
Hopefully he don't get the rest of us sick as well.
Get some rest, man.
But yeah, what's been up with you, man?
You know, another week, another day, another dollar, man. You know how we do. Yeah, so what's good, baby?
A little less than a dollar. Something like, you know what
I mean? I thought that's right.
All right. But let's go ahead and jump right on into it, man. We're going to start on a positive note. Two Chainz, Juicy J, and the Free Nationals. If you don't know who the Free Nationals are, they are super dope, super talented. Make sure you check them out. They will be headlining a National Cannabis Festival in 2023 in D.C.
Mm.
Yeah, I might have to make that little mad little ride for that one. I might have to do that.
Yeah, man, that sounds pretty dope.
Oh, yeah. No, that is it's super dope. It's supposed to be the week of 420. So it's supposed to be April 15th through April 21st.
Next year. Is it next year?
No, this year.
Oh, shoot.
2023.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Damn.
Yeah. It is 23 now, man. It is the Jordan year. You know what I'm saying?
That's a good way of putting it, man. It's the Jordan year.
It is the Jordan year. So, yeah, man. You know, but yeah, of course, they do it the week of 420.
Yeah.
Too much sense. But yeah, it's supposed to be super dope. They haven't put out the exact location. I think until next week to put the exact location out. The tickets are already been sold out.
Okay.
The actual tickets, I'm pretty sure they have standing room only.
Yeah, probably.
But other than that, man, make sure you go. If you are in the D.C. area and you can get in there, go.
Yeah, it's going to be an experience, bro.
I'm telling you, dude, listen, Free Nationals themselves are dope. But then you got 2 Chainz.
Yeah, I like 2 Chainz.
I didn't used to like 2 Chainz, but I've grown to appreciate 2 Chainz.
I like 2 Chainz.
He
seems like he's just a real cool dude. I mean, he's like the West, like the down south Snoop.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He definitely.
He's just a cool dude, man.
Super dope, man. Oh, man. But yeah, shout out to 2 Chainz, man.
Yeah.
Shout out to 2 Chainz.
Make a shout out.
Definitely got his shine a little too late, I think.
Yeah. It's true. Yeah, real talk. We stand on a positive note. Oh, did you hear Madlib? It's coming out with a Mac Miller album.
I did. I saw that yesterday. I said, word.
Yes. You know, Madlib is just a dope producer.
Yes, he
man.
Is.
God, he is yes, so he dope.
R.P. to Mac Miller, man. R.P. to Mac Miller. Shout out to Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I was a Mac Miller fan.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah,
yeah. Mac Miller was dope. I got to get a Mac Miller shirt pretty soon,
man. Yeah, man. Shout out to Mac, man.
Yeah. So it says Madlib is one of the best producers in hip-hop, and his deft touch behind the boards extends far beyond the genre most associated with him. So he was on a Sway 45, and he was talking about how he's got albums with the late Mac Miller, Planet Asia, and Erykah Badu.
Miss Badu. Oh.
Mm, yeah, I know, bro. Mm. She don't miss, man.
She don't.
Yeah.
She don't miss. It ain't always for us.
Right. It ain't always for us.
But it don't miss, though. She don't miss, though.
Yeah, so shout out to Madlib. It's good to see him doing this thing, whatever. What else we got going on, player?
Oh, man. We also have... What did I just say? I literally had just said it right before.
Cool.
Oh, yes. Top Dog, TD, founder of TD, says that the Black Hippie album may actually happen.
Yes.
It may actually happen. The hiccup has been, some of it has been scheduling.
Okay.
Some of it has also been guys wanting to do the, you know, everybody kind of wanting to do their own thing.
Yeah.
But I think they're all going to finally come together and make it happen. It needs to.
It has to, bro.
TD is too dope as a collective.
We talked about this last week.
It's y'all crazy. We just talked about this last week, and here we go. You got speaking into fruition. You
that's
know what
right.
I mean? Speaking into existence.
Speaking into the existence.
Put in the universe. But of course, Kendrick Lamar. You know, I mean, Kendrick.
It's Kendrick,
you know. But then you got Schoolboy.
I'm a Schoolboy Q fan.
I slept on Schoolboy at first.
Yeah,
just because kind of like what we talked about before. It's like if you know, usually the right hand man is usually ends up being trash. Schoolboy is dope. And then Absol,
come on, man.
I mean, Absol. I know we going over a lot of y'all heads sometimes. It's okay. He goes over mine from time to time, so it's okay.
Yeah,
it happens. But super dope. I mean. And then J-Rock
is dope.
I fuck with J-Rock. Yeah, I still be playing when that's a journey right there. Hopefully we get more information on that. Needs that to happen. Hip hop needs it.
Hip hop needs it
desperately.
Desperately, sir. Desperately, we gotta make it happen. Yeah, man. I feel like it's like a resurgence of not necessarily the popular cats per se, but like. The different genres in hip hop are really starting to take shape again.
Yeah.
And you're getting like a lot of different pockets of a lot of different artists doing a lot of different stuff, which is, I always thought that was always the best thing about hip hop, was like you just have different things.
Yeah.
So it's good, especially, you know, being in the winter time, it's about to be warm out, it's festivals and stuff. Festivals, so it's going to be dope. And everything. Man.
I mean, with that as well, I definitely feel like people are more willing to experiment a little bit more now.
Yeah.
Because I think what we used to consider just to be weird is like, cool. It's cool now. Yeah, so it's like, okay, I can try to use this sound or use this voice or do this or do that because it's not looked at as weird.
Yeah.
I can come from this different perspective. So it's opening up a whole new different space for music to go. And
it's almost like hip hop is turning into hippies.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, Black Hippie.
Black Hippie, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah, that's great. No, I gotta talk about it, bruh. Jonathan Majors, man. Sheesh. Bruh. First he got was arrested on assault charges, then to come find out that
he ain't do shit.
He ain't do nothing. And I guess the woman he was with recanted and he got the charges dropped, but not before the United States Army pulled his advertising. Cause you know he had the United States, thing. So they pulled his advertising. And stuff, so you know, shout out to Jonathan Majors. Hope everything's okay, man.
Oh, yeah, man.
I just hate to see that happen to another brother, man.
Yeah, it sucks when that happens. The Playmaker, he just had a situation, and the video came out, and it's like clearly you can see that, like, he didn't do anything.
Yeah, so what's the deal,
man? Didn't she walk in the restaurant and get slapped by a dude in the restaurant or something?
I guess,
like that?
Man. Yeah, like, it's just sad, you know, bro. It's just like, crazy stuff going on, man.
And I hate it when that happens because then it's like, all right, they said you didn't do it, but like, that's already on your name now.
Yeah.
Like,
and people are always going to bring it up.
Yeah, like you said, the Army pulled his advertising. We don't want to be associated with it. Like, nothing against you. We understand it came out that you didn't do it, but.
Yeah.
That's part of your name now.
Right.
Like, so we don't want that tied to us. And it sucks.
Yeah.
And it's unfortunate.
Yeah. For the next 6 months, if he got something coming out, that's the first thing they're going to talk about when he has an interview.
Oh, yeah.
So tell us about the time you blah, 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 blah. And then he got to defend himself.
Well,
this
got to be a great relief after all this. I'm like, it is. But, can we not talk about this one more?
Right.
Like, I didn't do it.
Right.
I didn't do it. Why are we talking about this?
Yeah. Speaking of people who are not innocent, did you see the TV meteorologist that got fired? For shizzle my nizzle?
No, I did not.
Bruh.
I did not see that.
Yes.
I did not see that.
I'm going to read a little bit of it. So TV meteorologist Barbie Bassett allegedly fired after for shizzle my nizzle remarks in Mississippi. Let that sink in for a second.
Wait, what?
She was in Mississippi. It was a white lady, and she said for shizzle my nizzle.
Yep. It appears that that would have been acceptable. I figured it would have been Mississippi. Of all the places that probably would have encouraged it, probably would have told her just go ahead and say the actual word.
Right. Yeah, man. It says it appears that a Mississippi news meteorologist with a history of saying the exact wrong thing to black people has gotten the boot after she made an ill-advised reference to rapper Snoop Dogg while on air.
Oh, okay. Okay, it makes sense now.
Yeah.
Okay, it makes it. Okay, never mind. All right. It makes sense now. Okay.
Let this be a lesson to our brothers and sisters of a different color out there. If you have to think about saying something before you say it, don't fucking say it. Just don't say it.
But the thing is, the shizzle on my nizzle part, I don't even think that's what really got her. It's the fact that the shit she said before that, it was like... all right, you've already had problems with this, and then you're going to do this?
Right.
Like, bang, bang. You know what? If you didn't have those issues before, we're good.
Yeah.
Like, we're good. That's It's funny we laugh, hey.
Yeah.
But you can't go around probably actually saying the actual word
right.
prior to this.
Exactly.
And then try to slide this one in there.
Yeah.
No, man. No, ma'am.
Yeah, man.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, man. So, you know, it's sad that a person lost their job. But again, y'all,
is it now? Is it that? I mean, now that we know the full story, is it sad?
No, it's not
it's
sad.
Not, it's not sad.
You know what? I take that back. It ain't sad.
It's not sad. Like I said, if she didn't have the previous history,
right.
then it's like, oh, damn, that's fucked up. Y'all be insensitive as hell.
Right, right.
But,
yeah, she said
since,
it.
You know.
It's that Mississippi.
Ooh.
Yeah, man. So,
shout out to Mississippi. Shout out to Big Creek.
I love Big Creek.
Shout out to Big Crizzle.
Yeah. David Banner, too, man.
Oh,
I love
yeah.
David Banner.
Can't forget. Yeah.
David Banner is the man.
Like
man.
A pimp.
Like a pimp. Yeah. Have you heard of God Box?
Yeah.
Did you like it?
Yes.
Yeah. He be on some other stuff, man. I be watching his stuff on YouTube, man. I just get charged, but he was breaking stuff down. I'm like, hell he yeah, do. David Banner.
He do, but it's just who would have thought this man would have went from Cadillacs on 22s.
Cadillacs in the 22s. Yeah.
Hey man, look, just goes to show that people can change, man.
People can change, you know, bro. It's a beautiful thing, man.
Change is not a bad thing, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, now you know, I know you were a sports dude.
Oh yeah.
So what you think about the Final Four?
This shit crazy. Jesus. I think they said there's like maybe like 13, like a total of like 36 brackets that are like still alive.
Bruh.
Listen. What? And the thing is, you know the people that got it right, the 36 people, they like, who sucks?
Right.
1, 2, 3, 4. All right, 1, 2, 3. And then let's put one random team that kind of should be there.
Right.
Hold on, wait, what? They actually made it?
Yes, they actually made it.
Oh, shit. They are watching every game losing their mind. Like, bro, what the fuck is going on? Like, they are confused and excited all at the same time.
No number ones, man.
No number ones.
That's why I think
when
it comes to college, that's why I think this is the best time of the year. Because it doesn't matter how good you are. It's all about who's the hottest team, who plays the best.
Oh yeah, no, that's the thing, and I ain't gonna lie, that's part of the reason for me. Like, I put March Madness up there with the NFL playoffs.
Okay, yeah,
simply for the fact that it's one and done.
It's one and done.
You might be the better team, but if you come out and fuck around for 5 minutes in this game, you're going home.
You're taking an L, bro.
You going home. If you out the first 5 minutes of this game and think, oh, because I'm Carolina, we just gonna roll the ball out there and they just gonna lay down for us, and they don't,
right?
You're going home.
Right. Like, Carolina didn't even make it this year.
Man, don't even.
No, I'm just saying. Observation. I'm sorry.
Sensitive.
I'm sorry, bro. Right now, shout out to Carolina.
Nah, fuck them right now. I'm so mad at y'all. I don't know why three of y'all talking about y'all want to come back for what? You came back this year and did nothing. What is another year going to do? You going to come back and hurt your draft stock some more?
I guess, bro.
You better leave and go get that bag and stop playing.
I know, bro. What? I'm just saying,
you
man.
Left last year, but we ain't going to talk about it.
Yeah, man.
But yeah, but no, that's why I like it because, you know, NBA playoffs, love the NBA playoffs. Love it. But you get chance after chance. So chances are, and he typically shows out, the better team is going to end up winning.
Yeah, it's always the best team out of seven.
That's
wins.
Why the NBA is such a predictable league because guess what? The better team usually ends up winning out.
Yeah.
In the end.
Yeah.
At the very least to get to the finals. The finals, then it goes up in the air.
Yeah.
But typically, you beginning of the season, like especially when, you know, it was the Lakers and the Cavs.
Yep.
4 years straight, 3 months before the season starts, who you got?
Yep.
Lakers and Cavs. I mean, Warriors and Cavs. Who you got? Warriors, every person on TV.
Yeah.
And for four damn near 5 years straight, what we have? Lakers and I mean Clippers. God damn, I can't even think of
Warriors.
Jesus Christ, Warriors and Cavs. I don't know why I put either of them bum ass franchises in there instead of the Warriors. I don't even know why I did it. But we 4 years straight. You could predict the winner, the two teams at the end, three months before the season started.
Yeah,
like it's too predictable.
It's too predictable.
Football,
man.
Yeah, you probably have an idea, but football is such a physical sport. Guess what? This team may be the clear-cut best team in the league.
Yeah.
They ain't fucking around and lose everybody week five, and they're done.
They're done for the whole season,
like,
son.
They're done. Like, you know what I'm saying? And then to get the playoffs, yeah, you're clearly the better team, but guess what? Let's say you play in Miami.
Yeah.
But guess what? this you didn't win enough games, so now you got to go to Buffalo and play in the snow.
Yeah.
You go out there and play soft if you want to.
Well, facts.
You might be the better team, but that's what? They going to come out there and bust your ass in that cold.
Yeah.
If you come out there and play soft.
Yeah.
That's how it is. March Madness is the same way. You come out there and lay down if you want to.
Yeah.
We've seen plenty of teams.
Purdue.
Boy. Came out there with blankets and pillows, boy. Bruh. Just took some nap, boy. Oh man, my god,
yeah.
But shout out to the FAU with the FAU
Florida Atlantic, I think.
Yep, Florida Atlantic,
San Diego State.
San Diego State. Shout out to San Diego
University
State.
University of Miami.
Miami's in the ACC in the building. Hold up, real quick.
Yeah,
shout out to the ACC, only conference with a team in the women's and men's finals.
The rest of
y'all conferences is some bums. Just wanted to put that out there.
I would say the ACC is probably the best when it comes to basketball.
Oh, basketball, yeah. Yeah, basketball, yes. It has its up years and its down years, but it's the best now.
It's
football,
the best.
It's the SEC, we all know.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. I don't think that's going to change either
SEC. It is. It's not. The money's in the SEC, especially with this NIL stuff now. The money's in the SEC now. So
yeah, man.
But, it is what it is.
Out of the four, I think UConn is probably picked the favorite just because they're UConn.
It's UConn. And, I mean, they are the better team.
Okay.
This is one of those situations where UConn's the better team. But if they come out there and just say, hey, we're UConn and you're, I forgot who they're playing, you're FAU.
Yeah.
You're supposed to lay down for us. And the FAU, you've seen, they not about to lay down for you.
Nobody.
And you come out there and act like, oh, they didn't lay down for us. You're in trouble.
Yeah, that's true.
Because FAU's going to jump on you. And you better be able to handle it.
True.
If they don't have themselves composed by halftime,
yeah,
FAU's gonna win.
Yeah, they're gonna win. Yeah, yeah, you're right. So it's UConn gets FAU, then it's Miami and it's Florida Atlantic and San Diego State.
Okay.
Then UConn.
Oh, that's tough. They gotta take each other out.
Yeah.
That's tough.
So I'm gonna go for Florida Atlantic, but I think San Diego State might be the upset.
I'm taking Florida Atlantic in that one. I'm going to take Florida Atlantic.
Okay.
In that one.
So who you got between UConn and Miami?
Oh boy. I'm going to take Miami, man.
You going to Miami?
I
like Miami.
I'm going to take Miami. I like Miami's Miami. Just the more physical team.
Okay.
So,
okay.
But it's all going to come down to how the refs call the game.
Mm.
If the refs are going to let them be physical and let them play,
yeah.
Miami's going to win.
Okay.
I think as long as they can make their shots and don't turn the ball over Miami, I think Miami will win. Now, if the refs are going to call it tight and, you know, they want to control the game,
yeah,
then UConn's got the edge.
Okay.
But it all depends. If they're going to let them fight and let them play,
yeah,
then I'll give it to Miami. But also, it could go the other way too. If they're going to call it tight.
Mm-hmm.
Miami, the more physical team, you kind of get in foul trouble.
Yeah.
You know, but
yeah,
I'm good with Miami in the end. I think it's
okay.
I'm going to take Miami. For some reason, watch UConn fucking around and win
just because you said that.
Right. Yep. Just because I said that. It happens every time. It's like,
yeah.
It happens every fucking time. If I would have picked UConn, Miami would have won. That's how it goes. But anyway, taking the Hurricanes. Goddamn.
Okay. So
and know the U is not back. Don't even start this. Y'all were atrocious at basketball. So you
horrible.
You were not back anywhere.
Yeah.
You've been saying you're back in football for the past 20 years. And, you're kind of like the Cowboys of college football. I'm just saying.
It's them Florida teams, Florida State, Miami. Florida, man, they have their years. But, you know what I'm saying? It is what it is.
They ain't had them years in a while.
But just to let y'all know, man. FAU San Diego State, they play at 6:09 p.m. April 1st. And then after that game, it's Miami UConn at 8:49. So I will be watching the game while I'm working, enjoying it.
What day is it?
Saturday.
Saturday?
Yeah, the 4th. Yeah. April 1st.
I can watch one of them.
You got work?
Nah, I ain't got to work. You a fan like me.
Uh-oh.
It's WrestleMania season.
Oh, God. Bruh, I forgot about WrestleMania.
It's WrestleMania week,
Speaking
baby.
Of WrestleMania.
It's WrestleMania week, baby. I
got that's right. And they got two nights.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah.
I'm pulling for Cody Rhodes, man. I'm pulling for Cody.
I mean, it's time. The bloodline thing is running its course. Yeah, we about to get real nerdy on y'all real quick.
Yeah, uh-huh.
judge us if you want to. I don't care.
Yes.
I think it's time. But my only issue is, I get it. Cody was supposed to have this longer buildup.
Yeah.
But he got hurt, so he was out. He missed those months.
Yeah.
But it's one of those things where it's like, I feel like at this point, because he didn't get the buildup, it's really, even the buildup still, man, I may still felt this way.
Yeah.
It's I'm getting this belt because of my daddy.
Mm.
Like, hey, we're giving you this title run right here. Yeah. We're going to let you be the guy to do this.
Okay.
Because we never let your daddy be the guy. And he should have been. Not saying he doesn't have the talent to do it, because Cody definitely does have the talent to do it. But just the situation, it's like, come on, bro. You left the company because you didn't want to be the character they had you being.
The character sucked.
You took many, many shots
at
the man running the show now.
Yeah, but that's business.
I get it.
Yeah,
but some of these shots were personal shots.
Yeah,
too.
It was personal shots.
These weren't just business shots.
Yeah, you're right.
Some of these were personal, so it was like, it's like, and then you come back and you just automatically get thrown into getting the belt, and oh, by the way, you get hurt and miss half of the push that you were supposed to get. Granted, I don't know how he did that match with that torn pec. That is insane.
He's a beast, bro.
Just
like when Triple H had that
torn quad.
That torn quad, he finished the match, man, bruh.
Wild.
Yeah.
But, you got to say wrestling is fake. Kiss my ass.
Right. It's real, son.
But, I think it's time. I feel like this Cody run shouldn't be but so long, though.
Okay, so.
I don't think they should give him a super long, about 6 months.
Yeah, I think.
And then put it on somebody that needs to have it.
I think, but I do think it's time for Roman Reigns.
He's about to go. I'm pretty sure he's probably going to disappear to probably like SummerSlam or something.
Yeah,
like that.
He's
going to take a long, nice.
Yeah,
long
he needs a break, bro, because he's been holding it.
He's been holding it down, but I will say this: he's been holding it down, but it's like this: he hasn't been holding it down like they used to.
What, with the Shield?
Not even the Shield. Just remember, like you know, back in our day,
Stone
Cold Rock.
Yeah.
What did them boys do? Every Monday night. They was on TV. They was in a match. They were in some sort of physical altercation.
Somehow, somewhere, yeah.
Roman Reigns had maybe 4, maybe 10 matches on SmackDown and Raw.
Okay.
His entire damn reign. Every match he had was at a pay-per-view.
Yeah, they're taking it back to that.
So it's like, I need, we get to see him. It's not like when Brock would take the belt and just disappear.
Yeah.
Hey, Brock, pay-per-view. All right, Brock. All right.
Yeah.
And then we already know you're going to win. Like, granted, we already knew Roman was going to win by hook or by crook, usually by crook.
Yeah.
A couple of them were botched, but we ain't going to talk about it.
Yeah.
That Paul Heyman one was atrocious. it's a last man standing match. He now for 45 seconds because Heyman can't get the key right.
Yeah.
Where Kevin Owens and the ref go?
I was like, what the?
I got the count on, like, bruh.
50, 51, 52. Yeah.
Bro, I ain't going to hold you. You know what I almost wish? I low-key wish they did do it.
What's up?
I wish they would have let Sammy win.
What, last? Oh, when they had the last pay-per-view?
When he took on Roman.
Yeah, and
For the belt.
When it was in camp, when he was at his home place.
I feel like, they should have let him do it.
I don't think so,
They should let him do it. And let him get his moment.
And just let him lose it.
And they have, do like they used to do people all the time. Next night on Raw.
You lose the title.
I need my shit back.
Yeah.
That way you got your moment there at home.
Yeah, I feel
the
that.
The big.
You went home.
The big pop.
Yeah.
The big climax of the Bloodline storyline to an extent.
Yeah.
At least that part of
that
it.
That part of it, yeah.
Like, what? Come on. But I also understand having Roman lose it at WrestleMania and how much that does.
That'll be big.
I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. But at the same time, it's like, damn it, man. Like, I was so, and they pissed me off because they pulled me in. I really thought they might let him do it.
You thought they would.
I was like, they might fuck around and let him do it. This wasn't supposed, Bloodline, this whole shit with Sammy wasn't supposed to even.
No, it was.
I don't even think it was supposed to happen.
Nah.
I think Sammy was like, give me something to do.
Yeah.
And they, fuck
Triple
it.
H, man.
And it rolled. And then it was just like, I was like, yo, they might fuck around with the fuck around and let them do it, yo. They might do it just for the pop and just to like, cause the work. That'd be Sammy. That's the best thing. That's the best thing they've had going.
Sami Zayn.
That's the best thing they've had going.
For WWE, for I think Sami Zayn and Roman Reigns. That whole storyline. Yeah.
So what, SummerSlam?
Since SummerSlam.
Yeah. That's the best thing they've had. That's the best thing they've had rolling. So yeah. Shout out to Sami Zayn, man.
Yeah, man.
People
I like
forgot
Sami
just
Zayn.
How good he actually is.
He is good,
people
bro.
People forgot how good he actually is. Because yeah. They've had him doing his conspiracy theories, yeah. Bullshit, whatever they have him doing. But yeah, shout out to him, man. Shout out to Sami for getting his shine.
Yeah, man. You watch AEW?
I watch the AEW a little bit. Like, I don't get it. I'm not into it as much as I am with WWE just because AEW's thing is they're more about the actual wrestling in ring as opposed to the theatrics and everything in the cinematic like WWE is. So their storylines aren't as compelling.
Yeah.
Even though WWE, y'all can do better. Y'all can do better. But,
yeah.
You know, but it's even then, it's still like, there's not that connection with the characters, with the performers. So it's like, I'm not pulled in enough. Just show me the match.
Okay.
Like, just show me the match. The match is going to be fire.
I'm a MJF fan.
You, my boy Jared, y'all would be.
I'm just gonna say this, MJF.
Oh, the boy, nice.
He is the reinvention of the Flair champion.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, the heel,
the heel champion that everybody loves to hate, but everybody loves.
Yeah,
they got a lot of talent in AEW, but I'm like you with WWE. The storylines seem to be a lot better.
The storylines are the push. That's what
the storylines the push. I mean, I watch both of them.
Oh, I do too.
But MJF, bro.
Oh, bro.
He's the truth.
Look, I love MJF.
I like MJF.
I love MJF, man. Like, for like, every once in a while, it's like, all right. It's a little.
Yeah.
That's a little cheap, but okay.
Yeah.
All right. All right. I will live with it. He's that guy. Okay. Yeah. Fine. I'll live with that. My, yo, was it last week or before that? Did you watch the Omega El Vikingo match?
No.
Bro, watch that shit. Oh, my God.
Really?
Bro, that motherfucker is wild. Dog, I'm trying. Do it.
Okay.
Do it.
Okay.
I seen
highlights
do
on
it.
YouTube, but I haven't.
Do it. That boy's nice.
Yeah, I like, but Kenny, I mean.
I like Kenny as a performer. Like,
yeah.
A wrestler.
Yeah.
His persona, his character. For me, I feel like Kenny's gimmick is better for Japan because that's where Kenny's
that's where he's
most comfortable.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So over here, I'm just like, what are you like? There's like, oh, my boy Jerry, he's like a wrestling stan. Like this,
okay,
like he watches everything.
Oh, he watches like, New Japan, look, Ring of Honor,
bro. New Japan, Ring of Honor, Triple A. I'm like, bro, what's
he watches? Impact.
Yep. Yes.
Wow. I don't watch
only
Impact.
Only the X Division, apparently.
Yeah, the X Division is always the best division.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. But I'm like, so he's like his whole gimmick is like being the best bout machine. Just I'm like,
yeah, Kenny Omega's a beast.
We
man.
Got dudes that do that and have gimmicks.
Like, yeah,
how is that actually a gimmick? I put on the best matches. All right, cool, but
yeah.
I need something else, and I'm like, what are you?
Yeah.
Like, what are you? My big issue with AEW right now is Omega and the Bucks.
I think they need to lay low. They need to let the young cats.
That's my thing.
Sammy Guevara.
I was so mad when they took the belts off of Lucha Bros.
Oh, yeah, bro.
Off of Death Triangle. Yeah, I was so mad. Yeah. I knew it was going to happen because, like, they made these belts for these three, so I already knew what time it was.
Yeah,
I was so mad, but I am so happy House of Black has them joints, bro.
I like House of Black.
Boy,
like,
what?
I like House of Black. I like House of Black.
House of Black.
I'm still a Jericho fan, too. I like the Jericho.
Man, Jericho.
Jericho's side, man.
Please. I feel. I like Jericho. Like I like his work, and stuff, but I'm just like,
he's getting
Chris,
old.
It's time. It's all. It's. Come on now.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Now, the rumor is that CM Punk might come back.
Don't. No. 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 No.
He might.
No. No. Nobody.
But,
no.
But you know what would be dope? If he shows up at WrestleMania. He's got to show up.
I don't want it.
I know.
I don't want it.
I know. I know. But if he shows up at WrestleMania. Somebody's showing up at WrestleMania.
They will go insane. They will go. They will lose.
Could
their
you
mind.
Imagine but, CM Punk? You hear that music hit and Punk comes back?
Look, I'm like, First off, I already know I'm going to be watching my boy Jerry, so I already know he's going to lose his goddamn mind. He going to get the neighbors called on people. Even with the police called on people, he's going to be in there screaming and shit. But I'm just like, bro, no. Like, no, don't do that. Like, nah.
Yeah.
Like, nah, don't do that.
Something's going to happen at WrestleMania. Oh,
of course.
Rhea Ripley, I think she's going
to. They better give it to her. They got to give it to her, bro. They fucking better. Rhea needs it. You know who else needs it?
Who?
If y'all don't put. Listen.
Talk to him.
Listen. Hunter. Triple. Trips, talk to me, bro. Listen to me. If you don't put this belt on Oscar, I will fucking riot. I swear to God. I'm still pissed off y'all let Charlotte beat her at WrestleMania in the streak.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Ever since she lost the...
Ain't been the same.
Oscar used to kick people's temples off their faces.
Yeah, bro.
Used to kick their face off their face, and now... Come on, man. Now, and then you can't have her go to the more vicious version of her and then lose.
And lose,
No, you cannot. Triple A, I swear to Moses.
I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, you good.
No, I was just saying
Shout out to Bianca.
I like what Triple H is doing. I think he has the mind, and he listens, and he knows what works.
Yeah, he listens more.
Let's keep it all the way real. NXT back in the day was saving WWE.
Oh, yeah. And the thing is, I didn't even watch NXT.
Oh, bro.
That was the thing. And again, it was one of those things I can't connect to these. Them. And also, because it was the development, it was low budget. So it was like, I can't. This is almost amateur-esque, and I couldn't do it. Granted, some of the matches I watched were amazing, but it was just like, coming from the attitude there.
We're spoiled, man.
Jesus.
Spoiled, man.
Jesus.
Spoiled, bro.
Oh, man. Speaking of that.
Okay. What you got?
I'm going to say this again. I said this many times. You know, we're from the attitude there. So what we're waiting on, we are dying for that Rock Austin build again. We are dying for that Rock Austin road to WrestleMania. You know which one I'm talking about. You know which one I'm talking about. You know which one I'm talking about. We are dying for that. And you know what? They could have gave it to us, was it last year, year before last?
With
Seth and Roman. When Seth came out to the Shield shit.
Oh, bro. And I like Seth Rollins.
Oh yeah! Oh God!
I don't care what incarnation he's in.
I like the asshole Seth Rollins personally.
I do, but the
suits, bro, you're killing me.
Yeah, the suits
killing me. Jesus Christ! but yeah, when he did that, that was it.
Yeah,
that was it.
Yeah,
they had him in Roman's head. Roman even lost that match because he choked him out.
Yeah,
all they had to do was have Seth sit up and start laughing.
Yeah,
and then we're off.
We're off. Yeah.
And here we go. But no.
Yeah.
But hey, at some point we need that. Because I feel like that's what a lot of people are dying for is that what that give me this star. Y'all gonna take us to the top.
Yeah.
And we gonna give y'all this wild build
to that WrestleMania.
Because that whole road to WrestleMania, I don't know. Is it just me or the road to WrestleMania feel longer back then?
It was a lot longer.
It was a lot longer. It felt longer, right?
Yeah, you're like, man.
You know what? I feel like, what did WrestleMania used to be at the end of April?
It was at the end of April going into early May.
Okay. Yeah. So I was.
Because SummerSlam was always in August.
Yeah, always.
And Royal Rumble was always in November, right?
January. Yeah.
When did. It used to be in November.
November Survivor Series.
Survivor Series.
So I just felt like it used to be way longer back in the day.
Yeah.
Like way longer.
Well, that too. Well, no, because they had SmackDown and Raw back then.
They did. Well, but it was at first they didn't have a SmackDown.
Yeah, they didn't have SmackDown.
But even then, it still just felt longer.
It was the anticipation, man. It just felt longer.
I don't know what it was. I think maybe because back then for the most part, up to a certain point, everybody was working both shows. Like everybody that we gave a fuck about.
Yeah.
If you weren't on both shows, we didn't give a shit. I'm sorry. Who?
Yeah.
No, I like him, but we're good. Yeah. We don't need him on this. But I feel like back then, like it was just. We're dying for that build again, and we just they keep missing.
Would you say that was probably one of the last major? I mean, they had a lot. Well, no,
yeah, it's like this. That was for me, hands down, this is the best one. That is hands down the best one for me.
Are you talking the match or just like the build up to the match?
Everything.
Okay.
Everything about
the
it.
Rock
like,
Austin. Yeah.
That was everything about it is the. Jesus Christ. I mean.
You take that over. You're right. Because Undertaker, the Undertaker Shawn Michaels thing was was dope, but it wasn't rock.
It was dope, but it wasn't.
It wasn't Rock Austin, man.
It wasn't the magnitude of that. Like literally, that had like people torn, had WWE fans torn in half, bro. You wanted the Rock to win, I wanted Austin to win. Y'all. I ain't even talking to you right now, bro. You know, but man, we needed not. We need that.
Yeah, we need that.
What we need.
We need that.
Look at me. We need that.
We need that. Yeah. There's some things from that Attitude Era that can still work. It's just
it's a lot of things
trying to find the right stars to do it. I don't think there's another star right now that has the charisma of a Rock or a Steve Austin.
Here's the thing. You know what's crazy?
Seth Rollins could do it.
That's what I'm saying. Seth and Roman.
Seth and Roman, man.
Not just that thing, but like the history of it.
Yeah.
Come on, bro. There's no way. We have to have that at some, like soon.
Yeah.
Like soon, because I know Roman doesn't want to do this but for so much longer, and I don't think Seth wants to do this but for so much longer.
Yeah.
So it needs to happen soon. It don't even got to be for a belt.
Yeah.
Because with them two, we can get a crazy.
Yeah, you can get crazy. You can get a great thirty minute match.
You can get a thirty minute match plus the build too. Because I feel like that. WrestleMania is the main attraction, feel like the build to it is more important. Is more important than the matches.
And actually, to keep it hot with you, it's the Raw after WrestleMania. For me, that's the best.
That one too, bro. Oh my God! Speaking of which, they will be here in May, and I'm in the building.
They'll be in Greensboro
in the Coliseum.
I saw them because you know my favorite wrestler is Randy Orton.
Oh yeah.
One of my favorite wrestlers, but one of the greats.
Greatest in my opinion, greatest heel of all time.
Randy Orton.
Yes.
Greatest heel?
Because look, when was he not a heel? Like low key, like for real. He's always been like even when he's been a face, he's still. It's always you're always just waiting. Like he's about to get him. He gonna get him.
Yeah,
he gonna get him. Just wait on it. Yeah. Even when he's a heel, even when he's a face, you can still tell he's a heel.
Like
by the way he moves and the way he talks, everything about him says heel.
He is a heel. He's a heel.
Everything about him says heel.
Even when he was with the Wyatt family, he'd be the goat heel.
I don't care what nobody says.
He's one of the goat heel. Yeah. Anyway, yeah. So I went to the Raw when they were here almost a year ago.
I think it was like two ago. I think we had talked about it. I just went to Raw when I went to the Raw right after Big E won the chip.
Yeah, you sure did. Yeah, I'm gonna talk about it. Yeah, I was here because Roman was there. Big E was the champ. It was the one in Raleigh.
Oh, I think we might have went to the same one.
Yeah,
because it was when Big E had just won the chip, and then they had the six man.
Yeah, the six man.
Bro, listen, where were you sitting at?
Oh, I was in the middle. I was facing the ring, but I was away from the announcer's table, so I was on the other side in the middle of the ring. Because one of my real close friends, this side.
Right. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, but I had great seats. I saw everything, but I really just came to see Randy Orton. I was like, I ain't give a fuck about nothing else. I was like, I'm seeing Randy Orton, bro.
Hold on, were you on the floor?
I was a little up. I wasn't on the floor.
Bro, we was on the floor. Bro.
Oh, for real?
We was on the floor. Look, talking announce table, and we was like six rows back in the aisle.
Okay. Oh, shit.
Yeah, like the turnbuckle Randy goes up when he comes
to
the ring.
Yeah,
right there.
Bro.
I'm talking about perfect picture, bro.
Oh, bro.
That shit was so fucking. Yeah. Yo, the floor energy is different, bro.
Oh, my God.
Yo, we being super nerds right now. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, we nerding out.
That floor energy is different.
Oh, man, bro.
That shit is different.
Yeah, Big E was your champ. Yeah, Big E. It was Lashley. It was Lashley. Yep. Lashley, Roman, and Big E was in the last match. What?
Yeah. It was a triple threat match.
Yep.
Bobby, big as hell, bro.
Yeah, he's huge. I didn't think he was that big.
Bro, we had this one white dude behind us drunk than a motherfucker. I'm talking, he had a couple of them tall boys sitting beside his chair. Boy, the whole time, my boy Jericho see this shit, die laughing. The whole time Bobby out there, he like, Roman, you think you can beat Bobby? You can't beat Bobby, Roman? Not Bobby. I'm over there.
Oh, bro.
In tears. When I tell you, I am in literal tears.
Bro. Yeah. That was a great Raw. God, that was a great Raw.
It was. It was. That shit was.
Now, have you been to any WCW when it was WCW? Did you go to any WCW matches?
Did I go to WCW? No, I did not. The only other time I went before that, I went to Survivor Series when it was here. '99?
Okay.
2001 of them years.
When I was in college, WC Nitro, they came because I went to UC.
Okay.
And they came to Cincinnati.
Okay, okay.
And I went to that Nitro. But I used to go to the my boy Corey. Shout out to my boy Corey. He used to go to the ECW joints.
Oh,
to be in Dayton.
Jesus.
Yeah, bro. Yeah,
that's
bro.
A whole different crowd.
Bro.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Yes, sir.
They some wild boys.
But, Jesus. Yeah, I did see Nitro. Like, we watched Nitro, and, like, they had it on campus. It was so fucking sweet.
Oh,
saw
bro.
Raven and all them. That's back when the Flock was the shit.
Oh, the Flock.
Yeah.
Was fucking sick, boy. Yeah.
We are nerding out right now.
Oh, super. I don't care.
I know, right?
I do not care.
But, yeah. But, anyway, yeah. So, I'm with you. Okay, Randy. Yeah, Randy is the greatest, one of the greatest heels.
Not one of. Randy is the.
You think he's the greatest heel?
I'm saying
he a better heel than Ric Flair?
Yes.
I don't know about that.
Yes, because look, there were too many times Ric Flair was the face.
Even though he was the heel. Nah, you're right.
It was the face.
Randy and Orton was always the heel.
Ric Flair had the flair of a face,
mm-hmm.
But then he could walk and talk and act just like a heel.
Okay.
Randy is a heel through and through.
Even yeah,
he can front as a face.
Yeah,
but you can tell. But you see right through it. Randy is a fucking heel.
Yeah,
there's no question about it.
So were you a big fan of them with Evolution? And them, were you an Evolution fan or
no?
Okay,
no. I when I was younger, I was always like the good guys. Only bad guy I liked was Stone Cold.
Really? So you was a face guy.
Yeah, I was a face guy when I was a kid. Other than like, I want to say like Kane. Once he came along,
okay,
that was my guy. Like Kane is like top three for me.
Okay, okay.
Especially when they took the mask off of him and just let him
be Kane,
run roughshod.
Yeah,
terrified me.
I like
when
Kane
he set JR on fire. Like, oh my god. I said, oh, they letting this man burn this? Oh, my yeah. God. Mind you, I'm still young. I still think this is like halfway real.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, oh, my God. I just watched the man get burned live on TV. What the hell?
I like Kane better when they took the mask off, when he was just like.
Yeah, when they had to bring him out in shackles. And,
yeah,
yes,
yeah.
Yes.
I like that Kane.
Yes.
I was a big Kane fan.
Yes. I remember when he had Shane strapped to the ring post?
Yeah.
The battery.
Bro. Bro, remember he was harassed? He would stalk Lita and shit?
Oh,
man.
Bro.
Yeah.
Bro.
Damn, we taking it back.
Yo, we're taking it back.
That's cool, though.
Taking it back.
So, yeah. I see. Now, that's funny. We're so opposite because I was a heel guy.
Oh,
growing up, like I was a Horseman fanatic. I ain't gonna lie, I didn't watch. I watched WWF back then, but I was an NWA guy.
Okay, okay.
So Dusty Rhodes will always be one of my favorite wrestlers.
Dusty baby.
Let me tell you something, baby. You know, so Dusty. But I was always a Horseman guy.
Okay, okay.
And Midnight Express.
Okay.
So I liked the bad guys.
Okay.
Don't get me wrong. You know, I was a Hogan fan.
Yeah, and everybody
you know,
was a Hogan fan.
I was
fan.
A Macho Man. I was more of a Macho fan than
that was my guy.
Yeah.
Shout out to Macho Man, yo. Yes. One of the greatest rap albums of all time. All right. Let me tell you. All right.
Bring it, Hulk.
I'm completely joking. Jesus Christ. Love Macho, but he did not need to do that.
Okay, so I was a heel guy. So, like, Horseman.
Okay.
I was a Horseman guy. Okay. Midnight Express. Love Jim Cornette.
Okay.
Bro,
Jim Cornette is – have you heard his podcast?
Yeah, I listen to it all the time.
Oh, my – that is hilarious. Oh, my God.
Yo, he be breaking that shit down,
bro. He be picking that shit apart, and that shit be hilarious. Sometimes he just sounds like a grumpy old man. Other times, I'm just like, yeah, he right.
Yeah.
The way he put it is fucking hilarious. Yeah. Shout out to Jim Cornette, man.
Yeah, man.
Shout out to Jim
that's one of my,
Cornette.
That's on my dream list is to meet Jim Cornette.
Shit.
I got to meet Jim Cornette, man.
Shit.
But yeah.
Speaking of, shout out to mean fucking
Gene Okerlund.
Mean Gene.
The number one
Peter
interviewer.
Mean Gene, man. You know what I'm about to say.
Uh-oh.
Hogan, we coming for you, nigga.
Oh.
G was like, oh.
Oh, shit. Even Sherry was like, oh, damn.
Sherry was like, you know you fucked up.
Man. You know you fucked up, right?
Steve Ray was like,
nigga.
Man, come on, dog. Speaking of nigga, Durag Vince.
Oh, bruh. What's up, my nigga?
Yo, hands down one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life.
Ever.
I was not offended at all.
Me neither.
Oh, my God.
Bruh.
And the fact that Booker T's reaction was fucking genuine as hell.
He's like,
this he is really, so yo, I know this nigga didn't. Yeah, yo, Book really wanted to whip his ass for real.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
He's another one that I loved. I loved Booker T.
Oh, you? How could you not? I love Booker T. You know what version of Booker T I did not like? King Booker.
You didn't like King Book?
That shit was so fucking annoying.
I love. Yeah, I
get the,
kind
of, no,
yeah.
I get the gimmick, but I'm Book. Your accent is so fucking terrible, dog. Like, stop it. And then Charmel too. Like, yo, no.
Come on,
like,
come on, man. Yeah, but I did. My favorite Booker T was when he was paired with Goldust.
That shit was hilarious.
And they were that damn. I remember. See, that's the thing. Like, they don't do that now. Like the skits.
They try to, but
it's not funny, man.
But it's like, one, you got to watch what you say now.
That's true.
You got to watch what you say and do now. There's a lot of shit that they got away with back in the day. They would not get away with
that. Yeah.
Look, they would shut them down immediately.
Yeah. You're right.
But I will say this, though. The funniest shit for me from Booker, two of the funniest things is, one, I'm not going to say the obvious one. I'm going to say that one for later.
Okay.
But when he was in fucking TNA.
Oh.
When he stomping the shit out, boy, with the microphone in his hand, him Booker T's giving the boost. Him Booker T's unstoppable. I'm like, yo, who is letting Booker T do commentary while he whips this dude's ass?
Man.
Who is letting? They let him, Sting, and Nash, and Kurt Angle do Perk Angle at the time.
Yeah,
do whatever. Perk. Shout out to Perky Perk. Do whatever the hell they wanted.
The main event mafia.
Yes, let them boys run.
Steiner.
Jesus Christ. We ain't gonna talk about Scott. But yo, they let them niggas do whatever.
Bruh.
And I'll say whatever they wanted.
I know when it comes to factions, you're gonna get your Horseman, your DX, you're gonna get NWO. But that damn Main Event Mafia, man.
That was something else.
That shit was hilarious, bro.
Look, what made it even funny, because that's back when Kurt was on them things.
Yeah, Kurt ain't give a shit.
Yo, Perk Angle was the man, dog. Yo, he was on another level. Oh my God, I'm so glad. I mean, he don't look too good now, but I'm so glad he kicked that shit.
Yeah.
But Perk Angle was
Perk Angle, bruh.
That man was on another level, boy. I'll take him over damn near anybody.
You think so?
Damn. Listen, man. 1 second he'll snap. Look, he can snap your ankle with the angle lock. He'll turn to a goddamn luchador on your ass. He'll go to ACW on your ass.
Yes.
He don't give a damn. He running and jumping off of anything. Bruh. He don't give a damn. Perk Angle was a fucking cyborg,
bro.
That shit.
He's one of my favorite wrestlers.
Look, Kurt Angle or Perk Angle.
I'm going to say Kurt Angle.
Okay. As a whole. Okay.
But
okay.
The Perk Angle, bro. Yeah, that TNA run, bro. Nobody was safe. He was hurting cats, bro.
Nobody was safe at all.
I like Kurt Angle is on.
All right, speaking of hurting cats.
Uh-huh.
You know who's synonymous with hurting people?
Who?
Goldberg. What's your take on Bill, man? What is your take on Bill?
Goldberg was right for the time.
Mm-hmm.
I think to counteract what WWE was doing at the time, Goldberg, my only problem with Goldberg was he was a better wrestler in the beginning than before he got the push.
Yeah.
He's just brute force.
Oh yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, I like him. Don't get me wrong.
I love me some Goldberg. Look, back in the day, I loved me some Goldberg, boy.
I just...
Boy, what? You walk through the sparklers and shit, man. What? The headbutt in the door like a dumbass.
Man. Now...
Like, come on. Like, yo, listen, man. Look, Goldberg was the shit. You know how I feel bad for, though?
Who?
The cat, Ernest Miller.
Oh, Ernest Miller.
They used to have Goldberg cut that man in half every week. Every week, he come out and do a little James Brown bullshit, and Goldberg would... Kill this man in 2 seconds. I'd be like, dear God, that check must be good, because I'm not letting that man run through me like that every week. Pause.
I don't know if you remember this. Do you remember there was a Nitro episode where the cat was in the ring? He was talking mad shit.
That was like every Nitro episode.
And a real dude came in.
Oh, yeah.
And he kicked him. He was like, WCW, you better get him up out of here. He going to get hurt.
He kicked
the shit out of him, bro.
No, thing is, he would be in there bullshitting. He really actually was a black belt.
Yeah.
Like, people would be, he had the goofy gimmick
yeah.
in there dancing like James Brown and shit, looking retarded as hell. But that man, he'll really kick your goddamn face off. You fuck around. You fuck around. You gonna fuck around and find out.
You gonna fuck around and find out.
Listen, y'all. I understand. I'm break real quick. I understand wrestling is fake.
Yeah.
But you have to understand, a lot of these guys, actual, you know, martial artists.
Yeah.
Former collegiate professional athletes. I don't know if y'all remember, Brock Lesnar was heavyweight champion in UFC a couple times.
And he was busting y'all, ass.
Stop thinking you gonna walk up on these people and beat their ass. Talking all that crazy. Oh, this is just fake. I'll beat this. All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, I hear a lot of people talk, oh, that's fake. They'll get their ass whooped in real life. You know what? Some of them probably would. Don't get me wrong. I'm sure there are some that could probably get their ass handed to them in a real fight because they just big and athletic, but they ain't really about that.
Yeah. Brock Lesnar about
but
that.
But you walk up on Brock Lesnar. You walk up on Stone Cold. Yeah, you walk up on that, Triple bro. H. You walk up on The Undertaker.
Yeah.
I mean, you probably, granted, as big as he is, you probably wouldn't. Yeah. But go ahead and do that. You
ass whooped.
Listen. I don't know if you saw it. It was in that, like some Fatal 4 match. It was Braun Strowman and Brock and somebody, I forgot who, I think Bobby Lashley. Braun came out the gate hot. Brock toothpieces, man. I'm talking the camera right there. Like, just the shot they're supposed to be at right now. They're in the corner. Braun took him down. Brock got up. Bink, slow the fuck down.
Yeah.
I was like, y'all, listen, those are called receipts, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. They really be, look, you fuck around not like somebody or hit somebody too hard on that. You catching one. Receipt. Yeah, listen, I saw Roman Reigns. Who was it? Roman Reigns? No. Brock threw a chair at Roman. Hit this nigga square and he's got like an office chair, the announcer chair.
Yeah.
Hard as shit. Hit this man square in his goddamn face. That was not fake, ladies and gentlemen.
Bruh, I remember when Undertaker told a story when he first got in the ring with Bruiser Brody. Oh. You know, Bruiser Brody was a fucking, he was crazy as shit. And he was
known
like,
for beating people.
Yeah, he was like, all right now. And he gave him a receipt, bruh. Yeah. You know who else was good at giving people receipts? That damn Big Van Vader, bruh.
Vader wasn't playing that shit.
Yeah.
Vader was not playing none of that shit. I don't know why you would want to give him a reason to give you one anyway.
Yeah.
This man is 400 fucking pounds.
Doing moonsaults?
What? Listen, that shit is top. Ladies and gentlemen, you are not supposed to be 400 pounds doing a backflip off of anything. I don't give a fuck how high it is. I don't give a fuck if it's a goddamn bridge.
Yeah.
You are 400 pounds. You are not supposed to be able to do a goddamn backflip.
Yeah, bro.
I don't give a fuck if you are a trampoline. I don't know.
Bam Bam Bigelow was another one. He was athletic as shit. Rest in peace, Vader. Rest in peace, Bam Bam Vigna.
Again, this nigga has his whole skull is tattooed.
Yeah, bro. He was a beast.
Why would you want to give this man a reason to punch you for real?
They just think, all right, you're going to learn today.
Like, what? Why?
You're
going
to learn today.
Like, why?
You're going to learn today, man.
Like, why?
So we went on our wrestling rant.
We did.
Yeah, man. That was cool. Pretty cool, bro.
We did.
So I got a couple questions.
Uh-oh. Man.
You know, we normally have interviews and stuff, but you know, what's your story, man, when it comes to the music joint? How'd you get started? Like, it could be short, you know what I'm saying? You know, we ain't pressed for time.
You know, long story.
Long story short, short story long.
Long story medium.
Yeah, like, what's your story, man? How'd you get started in the rap? Like, what inspired you?
This is going to sound weird.
Okay.
But I actually, what was it? I was in like going to seventh grade.
Okay.
I had shitty grades the year before, so I thought I was going to play football that year. No, I got grounded for the entire fucking summer. I could not leave my fucking room. Yes. Oh, after getting my ass whooped. Remember, I am black, so I did get my ass whooped prior to that. Okay. Don't think I had to wear, oh, you're grounded. No, you got your ass whooped. Then you got locked up in the fucking house. All right?
Okay.
That's how that worked.
Yeah.
I'm right. You know, you was a kid. You just make up little random ass songs.
Yeah.
You was mad at your mom or some shit.
Yeah.
I just started doing shit like that, but it wasn't like when I was mad at her, which is like all the time.
Yeah.
But, and then I heard one of my friends started rapping, and I was like, you can do that? You're dumber than me. Like, and he was. He was dumb. I'm like, if you can do it, I can do it.
Okay.
So I just kind of started putting things together. I'd never told anybody I could do it at all until I was probably about 16.
Wow. Okay.
Because you know how it is. Well, you know, oh, I can rap. Man, you suck. Like,
yeah.
Like, you can't rap. You fucking suck. Like,
yeah. That's
you've never even heard me. Like, like you.
That's that hate.
You know, when you were a kid, you don't understand that. Yeah. That's just the hate. That's the hate. Like, how you gonna tell me I suck? You've never heard me. Like, you don't, you haven't comprehended that part.
Yeah, yeah.
So I just started doing that, and then I think I made my first mixtape at 16. It was trash. Oh God. You heard the song. It got every song had a beeping noise in it. Songs were only 2 minutes because, like, I think we had like the free trial of some sort of recording software we got from a dude at our church or something. it was so bad. We had a skit on the mixtape where one of our homegirls we called her on the phone, but like we had like the handheld microphone up to the phone.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
It was awkward. They bought it though. Shout out to everybody that bought my first mixtape.
You remember the name of it?
I don't even think I had a fucking name for it.
Okay. How many rap names have you had?
Dear God.
Everybody, if you ain't a rapper if you ain't had at least 5 rap names.
It's probably maybe. It might be about 5 or 6.
See, I told you.
I don't remember like half of them at all. Okay. Yeah, I don't remember.
Okay. So you're in high school, 16, mixtape. Was you battling then? Or?
Yeah, I was battling in school. And then
Is in North Carolina?
This is in Greensboro.
Greensboro, okay.
This is in Greensboro.
Okay.
It was one of those things where I found out, just other people, like, I'm walking out of home, like, wait, you think it's rapping? So yeah. I just chilled for a while. I didn't jump in or anything like that for a long time. And then I was like, one day I was like, all right, let me get in. It was just spitting. I was like, let me get in here. And we started battling. Sometimes the people that actually wanted to rap, they wanted to battle for it. Sometimes just be other people just
acting silly.
Oh, I want to battle. All right.
Yeah.
You still gonna get ate the fuck up like everybody else do. Like, you're not getting treated no different.
Right.
It's like when a girl want to hoop. All right.
You want to hoop. You're get crossed over.
Getting your shit tossed.
Right.
But yeah, nah, it was like that. And then I think I got into battling for real, for real.
Cause you're a dope battler, man.
I was at one point, but then every battle got to be about who had the biggest gun they've never seen in their life. You know, it became just about that. And I'm like, that's not me. I'd rather kill you with shit that you're not even gonna understand,
right?
And make you look stupid, And it all then on top of that sounds good, as opposed to just saying, oh, I got every gun known to mankind.
Right.
I fucked your baby mama.
Yeah.
Your kids ain't yours.
Yeah.
Your homeboy a rat. You a rat. Like,
So this was what? What year? What year are we talking? 2000 or 90s? 2000s?
Oh, this was shit. I'm not that old. Relax, man.
Oh,
damn. Relax.
Sorry, people out there. I'm older.
So, no offense to anybody that was
90s. I got fucked.
Listen, 90s. I was still in elementary school, my boy. Oh, relax.
God,
I remember you are almost 10 years older than me, my guy.
Okay, I'm back. So we're talking early, we're talking 2000s.
All right, high school, we're talking early 2000s.
Okay.
Mid, about 03, 03. 06.
Okay. Okay. All right. That gives some perspective to some people.
I left and went to the Army.
Yeah.
I didn't start working with you know who.
Yeah.
Until I was in the Army and I was away from Greensboro.
Okay.
Which is crazy.
So early 2000. When did you graduate high school?
You mean when I dropped out of high school? 06. Yeah,
06. Okay, 06. So, okay, just to give perspective.
Yeah, give perspective. Yeah, 06. I'm getting up there in age.
A little distant. No, you start thinking about that shit, my nigga. That was 17 years ago.
Relax, man.
Boy. But anyway, 06, you rapping, battling.
Yeah, battling. Mixtape. We dropped the mixtape. Then I kind of... We and my boy Civil. Shout out to my boy Civil, man. At that point, we just started like every party we went to. We somehow became the entertainment, whether we wanted to or not.
Yeah.
That's pretty much just how that went.
Okay.
It was cool. Then it was annoying. Then it was kind of cool.
Yeah.
Then that kind of
happens in spurts.
It happens in spurts. Yep. And then crazy part is, I wasn't getting invited to parties until after I dropped out of high school. It was fucking crazy. When I was in school.
Wow. Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm dead serious. I wasn't going nowhere until after I dropped out. It was crazy. So nobody fucked me until then. Then we started doing that. And then that kind of died down. I left and I went to the Army.
Went to the Army. Okay.
And then I came home one day for leave or whatever. And then first time actually recording in a real studio was with The Phantom.
Oh, wow. Okay.
In the real studio with somebody that actually knew what the fuck they were doing. It wasn't just us in the living room. hoping this shit sound good. hoping and praying like this shit don't. Hoping this shit don't sound too bad.
Right, right.
Like what's the one that had like you just auto mix it?
Yeah, just hit
let
the
it
shit.
Do it for you.
Yeah,
just everything's gonna be level as shit.
Yeah,
and it's not gonna sound quite how you want it, but it's gonna sound much better than how you would have did it.
Right,
we'll take
right.
It.
Okay, so
that way. So that was, and then it just kind of went from there.
Yeah,
and then. Really tried, didn't really start trying to make a push for it, for real. Of course, you know, I want to be a rapper. Everybody wants to try to be a rapper.
Yeah, you go.
I was in the Army. I couldn't do it so much.
Yeah.
then when I got out,
okay.
13 and 12,
okay.
And linked back up with Phantom, and then we just kind of started doing our things, you know, heavy from there. Then I've retired about 4 or 5 times. Somehow every time you motherfuckers keep pulling me the fuck back in this shit. You done did it again. You done goddamn did it again.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, here we are. Just to be clear, for everybody to say, oh, you 35, you still rapping. I'm not doing this shit to get on and be signed and that. I'm doing this shit because I love doing it. I have PTSD. This is therapeutic for me.
Yeah.
So don't come up with that, oh, you a bum, you 35, you ain't never make it, you ain't gonna make it. I'm not trying to. If it just so happened to happen, I'm gonna laugh at y'all.
Right,
but
that's
but I mean, as far as like trying to get on, I'm trying to be, you know, that's
next
not,
dude.
Nah,
all
nah,
that shit.
No,
yeah.
that ship sailed a while ago.
Yeah,
a while ago, and clearly I was not on it.
Yeah,
so that's the story.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. See, you get to learn something new about JR, baby.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
But you made me feel kind of old as shit.
My bad, man. I'm sorry about that.
Nah, you good.
But I mean, since you are a little older than me, and you got a little bit more story of a story to tell, my boy. A little
shit.
Bit more
Where
of a story
start?
To tell.
All right, so I first started rapping. I'm going to tell you how it happened. Remember MC Light, Self-Destruction? I'm showing my motherfucking age.
Oh, yeah. You talk about I made you feel old.
Yeah.
You just told us you was old.
Yeah, I'm about to tell you.
You just told us you
I was old. I heard Self-Destruction by MC Light.
Okay.
That was third or fourth grade, and I was hooked.
Okay.
So elementary school, we talking 88, 89, because I graduated from high school in 97.
This was some reference. I was 2 in 89. Look at the end of 89. My birthday was in December. Like so
damn.
Most of 89, I was 1.
Okay.
just to give y'all some reference of the age discrepancy.
So I went through phases. Like elementary school, I listened to and I just mimicked. So, like, Dos Effects, MC Light, Tribe was dope back then. They was just coming out. So, that early 90s. When I got into middle school, I ran for student council secretary. And I wrote a rap, but I didn't do it for my speech.
Oh, shit.
I fucking bit off a guy, gotta be a leader. And I said a rap at the end. Everybody was like, so I thought I had it. But I was always a nerd first.
Got you.
So for me, it was the writing aspect.
Okay, I feel
you. Know what I'm saying?
I feel you.
It wasn't just the performance. So when I got into high school, so that was middle school. When I got into high school, I hooked up with my boy named Logic. He really kind of put me on. So ninth grade, rapped a little bit with my boy Vinny. Then my boy Elijah is year younger than me. So when he came, he was in a group called Opium Prodigy. That was like, you know, that's back when everybody had fucking groups and shit.
Yeah. Everybody
was following the Wu-Tang shit, right?
Everybody was a group.
So it was almost like I had to audition to get into Opium Prodigy.
Okay.
And I remember we had a tape deck, and I was really into Snoop and Corrupt. Like, Corrupt was, like, one of my favorite rappers.
Oh, you was West Side, no?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, no, but, I mean, Biggie was, too, and I love everybody, but at that time, I was really, like, I just like Corrupt style.
At that time, you was...
Yeah. Like, I just love, because he was a Philly dude, and he was rapping on West Coast shit.
Gotcha.
So, got into the group with Opium Prodigy, and we started freestyling, battling and shit. I recorded my first song at 16, so we was about the same age.
Okay.
And then we started battling, just going to halftime shows at the football games, battling. We used to go to this, and this is Columbus.
Games.
Yeah, this is Columbus, Ohio.
Shout out to Columbus. I got family there.
So it was like a whole bunch of everybody was rapping, but back in those days, you really had to fucking rap. You know what I mean? It wasn't like you rap. I mean, you had the cool dudes who rap just for fun.
Right.
But when you got in that cipher,
you had to actually,
you had to fucking,
you had
rap.
To have bars, sir.
You had to have bars. So you learned real quick. I lost a lot of battles, but I ate a lot of niggas up. Because you learn how to adapt real quick. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You're like, all right. So then it goes from freestyling. And when I mean freestyling, like off the top.
Oh, yeah. That, thank you.
You know what I'm saying?
That is freestyle, ladies and gentlemen. Reading some shit you wrote off your motherfucking phone.
Yeah.
Drake, it's not freestyle.
That's not freestyling. Freestyle. We used to call freestyling off, like, yo, you got to go off the top.
Off top, boy, off the dome.
So I think for me, my talent came because I was a writer first. All right, so like I was even talking to Smooth, but I was like, I think I consider myself a writer. I'm a writer that loves to rap.
Okay.
So, and it helped. I went to high school, like Fame.
Like an art school.
Like an art school.
Gotcha.
So I'm getting all this different type of energy from different artists. So while I'm rapping, I'm learning humanities. I'm understanding Shakespeare. I'm learning poetry. Yeah, so I'm like, oh, shit. So when I'm hearing shit in a rhyme, like a Karis Winner say, I'm like, oh, shit, I learned that damn shit in school. Word. Okay, cool. So that was high school. Got to college. I kind of transformed into a journalist. So I was doing album reviews.
Okay.
Still rapping. I was still recording and stuff. And that's when I got into the live band joint. So for me, I'm at home rocking with a live band. I like rocking with DJs, but how I really learned about stage performances and shit was in Cincinnati.
Okay.
And just to give you a thing, in Cincinnati, I went to school when high tech was real big.
Shout out to high fucking tech.
Yeah, so Quali. We would see Quali,
Reflection Eternal.
Mood, all those dudes. So in Cincinnati, you know, I was in college and I was like, all right, I spit, but then I really got into like album reviews and doing marketing and stuff like that. So that went into me getting to playwriting. So I met a shout out to Rekurby Hines and Paulette Brown Hines. They were my mentors when I was in college.
Okay.
He was a hip hop theater writer.
Oh, word.
So he was writing hip hop plays.
Oh, shit.
And he was old school. So, you know, he grew up, you know, for him, his Run DMC. So I would read his Sugar Hill Gang.
Right.
Like, he's like, you know, he's like, I'm 22 at the time. He's like 34. He's like 42.
Okay.
So, you know, so he's like, he's writing these plays. And like I'm reading his plays, I'm like, "Hey, that sound like Ghostface." He's like, "What?" And I was like, "Yeah." He's like, "Wu-Tang, yeah." So he went. I went underneath his wing, and he took me. I went on some hip hop lecture tours in college. So I went to Howard, went to California, traveled, and just started talking about hip hop on an academic type setting.
Right, right.
And like when they would talk about it, they would always talk about like Sugar Hill Gang, Run DMC, but I'm like, nah, man, you got to put Meth in there. You got to put Jay-Z in there. You got to put, this, like, so for them, I was the new school cat.
Right, right, right.
You know what I'm saying? So that turned into doing concerts, you know, doing shit at school. Then when I graduated college, I graduated with African-American Studies degree.
Oh, shit.
And my thesis at the time, I broke down all the lyrics from Black Star's album. Reflection Eternal, but Black Star.
Black, yeah.
And my thesis, like, so I used that album and I broke down every verse and most Talib Kweli's, and I had to do a presentation on it. And I broke down how you could take that album and talk about everything that's going on in the Black community.
Yep.
So that transformed into me graduating, getting a job. You know how it is.
Yeah,
working. You know what I'm saying? Stuff, doing your thing, you know, whatever. And like, I always was around street cats.
Gotcha.
Because of the music. So always cool with drug dealers, all that shit. And it was just like, all right, cool. But we all had that hip hop shit.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? So after that, I hooked up with Piacon. Piacon is it's a Cincinnati rapper. He was the first real rapper to ever get signed out of Cincinnati.
Oh, shit.
He was signed with High Tech. He's on Reflection Eternal. He was with that group. So
okay.
He kind of at that time, I'm doing the normal life, we call it the normal life thing, but I'm writing this shit. So next thing I know, my boy Chris Walker, he's a bass player. He passed away. He would do these shows and invite me to do these open mic freestyles.
Oh, okay.
So going back to the live band thing. So I was always used to rocking with the live band, and in between sets, you know how you be doing show in between sets,
yep.
You be playing and shit. He be like, hey, you know, and we talk about rap names. Fuck, I was the Mad Lyricist.
Okay.
Then I turned into Index. Yeah, I was on some abstract bullshit. meant fucking nothing. But in Index. So when I got into college, I was going by Ymir, Y-A-M-A-R, yearning and making it all reality. That was the, I thought I was dope with the hell. Yeah, okay. My name is Ymir. So technically, my first mixtape I did in college after I graduated, I did a mixtape. So this is how North Carolina comes in. So I had the mixtape already ready when I left Cincinnati. I moved to North Carolina. I met the Phantom. He was cutting hair. Saeed was cutting my hair, and I had a mixtape. So when I came down here, I passed my mixtape out, and I just started running into cats. Shout out to Scoop, Tenacious, Scoop, Will Zabian. They was like all white cats.
Okay,
and met them. Did a couple shows with them, you know. That's back like when I remember seeing Ruger. Ruger was just starting off, so I was always the dude that wasn't from here.
Right.
So when I met Phantom, it was just like, all right, cool. So at the same time, I end up going back. I ain't going back to school to get my master's. I have a master's in marketing, MBA, right?
Okay.
So at that time, I quit school to start a record label. And I was the only motherfucker on the record label. And I was representing me.
That's usually how it goes.
Yeah, that's exactly how it goes. So, it's funny how our paths crossed, because when you was fucking with Reggie, I was fucking with Reggie.
Yeah, he was like, because he told me, I can't tell you how many times, you and Kyron, we got to all do something.
I'm like, Jay, I'm like, who the fuck is this J.R. that you keep talking about?
That would be me.
Yeah. I'm like, okay, because he would play some shit. I'm like, oh, yeah, he dope as shit. Yeah, bro. Yeah, bro. When it comes to the music shit, I never talk about my education and stuff like that, because that's, to me, that only enhances my art.
Right.
And it just gave me, made me look at a different perspective.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But when it comes to that rap shit, if you dope, you dope. I don't give a fuck.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Me and Phantom doing shit, and then I hook up with at that same time I find that I used to work at Strayer. One of my students, she had a son, so it's like, my son really want to rap. He looking for a manager. Nope. So all right, cool. So this is funny how the world works. So I go to the same studio Phantom is recording at with Gene over there off by Guilford College. Was you over there?
Over by Guilford College?
Over there by Guilford. It's off of Guilford. It was Flow. It was with the Flow Studios.
No. Okay. Went over there.
Okay, so Reggie was over there. It's a funny story. So I go over there, and I meet Brian. You know, I always talk about Brian from Livewire. That's how I met Brian.
Oh, shit.
So I'm in the studio, right? This is how funny how the world works. I'm in the studio, and I'm helping Mills. He introduced me as his manager, and I'm like, I'm not a manager, I just want to help you out. So he go in there, we pay for the studio time, he do some shit, I got some beats for him, whatever. He records, and I told Brian, I'm like, hey, yo, can I get some studio time? He looking at me like, yeah. I was like, I rap too. He's like, okay, all right. You know, he like, fuck it, it's money.
He's like, money, fuck it, I don't fuck care. It. Like, so trash, it don't matter, I'll get paid.
Yeah, so I come into the studio. He put the beat on. I start rapping. And Brian, you really rap?
I was like, yo, that shit is the best. That shit is the fucking best. What the hell?
He's like, yo, you really rap? I was like, yeah. So at that same time, Phantom has got the studio down the hallway.
Okay.
So I meet Brian. One day I'm in there and I run into this motherfucker. You know, what you doing? Oh, yo, we got such and such. So I remember I put an ad out somewhere in a newspaper or something, and an artist hit me up. So I take the artist to the Phantom, mm-hmm. and she records there, and I drop her bar. So like that whole time, Brian's right there, and that's when I met Fred Stye, I met K Swag, I met all them. So that's my family too.
Okay,
and we all in the same building. So. Going back, he always used to talk about JR, like, yo, Jay Reddy, man, he dope. And I he would play stuff. I'm like, yo, he is dope.
I appreciate it, man.
Yeah, man. So I just, like, saw one time, I graduate, get my master's. Then I end up teaching college. I taught college for like 5 years.
Oh, shit.
So I'm teaching hip hop in my curriculum.
Okay.
So to get the kids to understand about business, we're talking about Drake. We're talking about with Wayne. We're talking about how to do a mixtape.
Okay.
We're talking about all that stuff. So it all comes full circle.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Dope. So it's just so then next thing you know, I'm working with Phantom, then I'm working with Livewire, then we start doing shows again, and then the band comes up. Like, you know, me and Reggie, man, I know we ain't recorded like at least 20 songs, man. Like just shit we just been doing. So it's just a funny adventure. So I tell everybody, like, yeah, I'm Ohio born and bred. You can hear it in how I rap, all that stuff. But Carolina's my home because Carolina showed me the love.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? They showed me love. Like, they knew I wasn't from here. They was like, fuck it. Let's go.
Hey,
so, like, all my favorite, like, so all y'all, I love Carolina. And when I go back home, it's funny. While I'm here, you already see me in Cincy shit. When I'm back in Ohio, I'm always in Carolina.
Damn it.
You know what I'm saying? So that's my story. That's the short, long, short version of it.
Short, long version.
Yeah.
Long,
short version. It's just, you know, Carolina's my home.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
No, like, and I know deep down inside, 75% of the shit I've done here, I wouldn't have done it back home.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Nah, but, I mean, it's crazy. I mean, it's crazy. Yeah. Like you say, it's crazy. Change the environment. It's,
yeah.
How you doing stuff.
How you doing? Like,
how you doing stuff.
Yeah, like, when I moved down here, I ain't know nobody.
Right.
You know, so it was just me, my mixtape. My mom and dad lived down here. My parents retired down here.
Oh, okay, okay.
So when I moved down here, they was already down here. But, yeah, I didn't know nobody. So I would go to these open mics by myself,
and just
passing out my mixtape. Battling dudes, like,
hey, that's how you gotta do it.
You know what I'm saying?
That is how you used to have to do it, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah,
that is how. There wasn't no social media and all that. I mean, nah, there was, but not like this.
It was MySpace.
Like, yeah, it was MySpace.
MySpace.
And if you was getting plays on MySpace,
you was the shit.
You was the shit. I used to get a couple. You
yeah,
know
yeah.
I used to get a little bit, But nah. Oh
yeah,
man. Speaking of, I mean, I know y'all been doing, but I mean, this is the last show before it happens.
Yeah.
Go ahead and get the cheap plug in, man. What's dropping on Monday, bro?
Monday. The Nubian Collective debut original album, X, drops on all streaming platforms. It's called X, like the numeral 10. It's very sublime. It's a dope album. Mm-hmm. J.R. Reddy's on it and
what?
Kills it. Ooh, on what? Y'all Know Better.
I don't know what you're talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, I know exactly. You know what I'm talking about.
Listen, I told y'all I was retired. They pulled me back in.
These niggas is fire. Why are they calling me? I said I retired. What?
I don't know, man. Yeah,
bruh. So it drops on all digital platforms, so make sure to check it out. If you love music, if you love anything from soul, R&B, hip-hop, it's a collection of all of our influences. You know, we got trap, rap. We got hip-hop. We got rock. We got... I mean, it's just like a potpourri of everything that's influenced us.
Listen, there's classical on there.
There's classical on there. We got jazz.
Listen, y'all. I got maybe 10 bars on this whole album. I didn't know about the album until it was done. All right, I knew nothing about it. So this, I'm not giving you any type of opinion that has anything to do with me in any way, shape, or form.
Hey,
this shit is dope. They got bangers. I'm trying to tell you, like, listen to me, man. Like,
appreciate it, man.
I'm dead ass serious. Listen, don't play. Go get that.
Yeah, it's dope.
Go get that. But then also, I'm gonna do it.
Yeah, oh, go ahead.
I'm
go ahead.
Do a damn cheap plug.
Yeah.
We doing a mixtape.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's long overdue.
Long overdue.
Long overdue. Yeah. Just know y'all. Just know y'all in trouble. Nigga, we got. I'm gonna have all types of people producing. Phantom is gonna make some beats for this.
Yes, he is. He gonna rap on it too.
Of course. At some point.
Yes.
At some point, he is gonna be on it. We got Matt on sax on there.
Yes.
Try and drag Jasmine on it.
Yes, sir.
We gonna have everybody on this thing, man.
Yeah.
But yeah, listen, man, it's coming.
I can't wait to work with Jay already, man.
Boy, listen, man. We got all types of stuff coming. All types of stuff is on the way.
Yeah. We got a radio station coming.
Radio station. Ain't coming. It's here.
It's here.
It's here.
You listen to it on New Mainstream Radio.
If you ain't got the app, go get it right now.
Download it.
Right now.
Indeed.
Right now. Listen, we gonna working on other stuff. The gaming thing got that popping off.
Yes, sir.
I got to start giving you the link so you can incorporate that as well.
Okay.
Then also, I'm working on some things. They're more long term. You'll get more details about it. He already knows a little bit about it. But yeah, just... Things are on the way. Just know that.
Yes, I gotta say respect, man. Real talk. Like you said something. You was explaining, you know, your story, which I think is a great fucking story. Shout out one guy. Would give respect to the veterans. So thank you for your service,
told, man. Appreciate it.
You know what I'm saying? And like your journey is very inspiring to me as an artist because you come from a totally different lane than me, and I'm just like, damn, that's dope. You said that you know, for you is therapy.
Yeah.
And I feel the same way. Like, I don't think we've missed our window. I just think it just wasn't our time yet.
Yeah, no. When I say I missed my window, you know, like I know, the music game is a young man's game.
Yeah.
It's a young man's game. If you ain't made it by like 26, 27.
Yeah.
Just, you might want to go ahead and accept that it's probably not going to happen. Not saying stop.
Right.
But just go ahead and wrap your mind around the fact that it's probably not going to happen.
Yeah.
But that don't mean stop. Right. Listen, everybody talking about, oh, this music. Oh, like the music we type of music we make or type of music we listen to because we're older.
Yeah.
So you know what we listen to.
Yep.
Guess what? There's a market for it. The music that we make, there's a market for it.
Mm-hmm.
Or we wouldn't be making it. There are other people that listen to the same stuff we listen to. That want to hear more of it. So there's a market for it. So don't think just because you hit a certain age, you got to stop.
Right.
Now, maybe once you hit a certain age, you got to stop rapping a certain way.
I agree with you there, sir.
You got to stop rapping a certain way.
Yeah.
But after that, I mean, keep going, bro.
Yeah, and man.
You don't have to stop. And just don't let people say, oh, you're not making money off it, make you stop.
Yeah.
Like.
Real talk.
Do not.
Yeah. Cool. All right.
But on that note.
We had a great conversation.
We drug this out, but we're going to get up out of here,
y'all.
Yeah,
bruh.
This is New Mainstream Talks.
Uh-huh.
Make sure you download the app.
Download the app.
Not now, but right now.
Right now.
That's spelled N-U. Uh-huh. Like Nubian, the kings and queens that you are. Shout out to Phantom. I had to take his line.
Hey.
Mainstream.
Uh-huh.
All right. Make sure you download that. Make sure you get the album on all platforms on Monday. If you don't, we got problems.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I am JR. You can follow me everywhere at JRORPAP. And my mans.
Kyren Scott. Black vs. Kai. That's BLKVERSEKY. Also, blackversekai.com. Check it out.
Yes,
we out.
Yeah.
Shout out. Deuces.